The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The most amazing thing happened in my life. It was the pivotal point in my life that I want every listener to hear today. Because in my need to be okay, in my desire to be okay, in my heart to be everything that God wanted me to be, I heard the most profound voice, and I know it to be the voice of the Lord.
Award-winning TV host Kim Crable shares her journey to healing from childhood wounds, next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy's with me.
Hello.
You like the head move?
Okay. I saw it in the monitor.
We like to have fun. You know, there's a lot of people that I've talked to online, and I know you have too. We get to do this. Every once in a while, I find somebody that I go, our broadcast audience needs to meet this guest. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out most of our broadcast audience has seen today's guest because, yes, Kim Crable is our guest, and she hosts a show called Coffee with Kim. So many of you know her. You've seen her on different broadcasts interviewing people like this, but today you're going to get to hear a little bit about her. Yeah. She has a new book. It is called Always Remember, and we'll tell you how you can get it because it's a wonderful devotional, daily devotional, and reminder of God's love for us. Yeah. But would you welcome Kim Crable to Life Today.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is a true joy to be here.
How are you doing on that side where you're being interviewed, not doing the interview?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
I may
have a question or two.
I know. It's always a little awkward for me. We appreciate you being here. You just met Kim recently.
I adore you. Aww. We got to share a ride over here from the hotel, and I always cherish those moments, to be honest with you, and it gives me a chance to already begin to connect with somebody, but just sitting there sharing that ride, you know, there's a kindred spirit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was already leaning in, going, you have so much to say, to impart into my life and into their life today. Well, and I think it needs to start out with, like, you know, where we always feel like, what gives you the authority to speak into someone's life? What gives you, what have you journeyed that could actually deposit into my life? Mm-hmm. So I think it starts with taking us back to your life. What have you been through? Mm-hmm. When did life really begin for you? And I think in this book, Always Remember, as I was learning more about you too, it takes you back to those early, early years with your grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know more about that story. Mm-hmm. And I think people will want to know too, because it sets the tone for your whole life and what you've journeyed through.
Yeah, it really does. And one of the things that I think that we can do in life is to really find the power in our stories. Mm-hmm. So many times people will look at our lives and they'll think, well, my story doesn't matter. My life is tragic or it's filled with pain or loss or something. And so we're silenced by the fact that we think, well, that doesn't really matter. It does matter. And that's what I love to do. That's my heart and my passion, because for so many years, I didn't think my story mattered because it was filled with some tragedy. But everyone's is, right? Mm. But with Always Remember, it actually began because I remember as a counselor, my husband said, Kim, so many times when I hear you talking to people, when I'm following up with phone calls, he'll say, you'll end things by saying, always remember. Mm. Where did that come from? Yeah. And I had to think about that, and it took me all the way back to my grandfather. Mm. I had my first 4 years with him, and he knew that I would not be with him forever. Mm. So he was immediately speaking God's word into me, not happy little mantras, not little, you know, happy little sayings, but he was literally speaking God's word into a four-year-old as he could. Wow. And then he would say, now always remember. And you know, when we do that, when we speak God's word into someone, that it stays in there because God's word is alive and active. But that was just very important to me because as I grew up, you know, and into through school and a young mom, and those words meant a lot because when I came to a place in life, you see, when we're struggling through life, many times we don't know what to do, and so we remember them, but we don't know how to act them out. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to activate God's word. Yeah. And so in my life, I got to the place to where I wanted to go back and remember all the things he said, but I wanted to live them out.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure how to do that, which really represents 80% of the women in church today.
Yeah.
But mine came through a point, Tammy, where I got so tired of not being who God wanted me to be. Wow. And so it threw me into a place of isolation, loneliness, and really trying to reach out and find myself.
So can I ask you, if we dove a little bit deeper, the 4 years you were with your grandfather, where were your mom and dad? You've talked about and you've said the things that I picked up on, trauma, abuse. And so I kind of wonder, are you okay sharing that? Like, what was that for you that you experienced as a little girl that actually put you in the arms of your grandfather rather than your parents?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my mom chose to have me at the age of 16.
Okay.
And which was, you know, she could have chosen something else.
Yeah, that's
right. And making the right choices does not mean that life is always going to be easy.
Yeah.
And many times, even from those for whom you've made the right choice for. And in my story, I didn't understand why I had to leave at the age of four.
Okay.
I didn't understand all the trauma. And we went from one environment to another.
Okay.
And so I think that's what caused I wasn't emotionally available to myself. Mm-hmm. There were so many things that the little girl had to pack up. So, and this is the story of so many people in our churches today, or in life today. But what I did was I grew up trying to become who everyone needed me to be, who I so desperately wanted to be.
Yeah.
And so I began to pack the hurt and the pain, the shame and the guilt of different parts of my life into this heart, and it just kept suppressing until one day, but I had a heart for God. I had accepted Him at the young age of 9. So I knew the Lord. I just didn't know what to do with Him.
Okay.
And I didn't know if He loved me. I'd heard he did. But Tammy, I was checking all the boxes, and Randy, I was doing everything that I thought I was supposed to be doing, but I didn't feel a connection.
Mm.
And I remember one event after I was a women's ministry director of a large mega church in the South, and I remember we had finished this great event, and I watched everyone leaving, and they were so happy, and they were so overjoyed, and I was thinking, why can't I feel that? Mm. I want to feel that. Well, I went on to the grocery store to pick up some things, and a lady walked over to me, and she stopped, Tammy, and she did something that's so important in our world today. She stopped, she looked at me, she touched me, and she said, "How are you doing?" Mm. Really?
Mm.
She stopped for an answer, Randy.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I felt at that moment that I had been exposed.
Wow.
I thought, oh my gosh, this woman can see me, the real me. She's hearing the words of condemnation I'm walking around with in my mind. I did not know what to do. And so I parked my buggy and I said, "I am so great. Praise the Lord. Everything is good." And I started scooting out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
As I was going from that moment to my parked vehicle outside, I felt like I was walking, running through the years of my life, being stripped away of all these Christian cliches that we carry and we feel like that we must live up to, until I got into my car. When I got in my car, Randy, I allowed myself to do something that I had not done since I was 4 years old. Mm. I allowed myself to cry.
Mm.
And I began crying because, Tammy, I'd always felt like if I ever stopped crying, I may not stop.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I just began to cry.
Mm.
And then I did what we always do. I started shaking it off, going, "I'm okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Be a big girl."
Yep,
I was told as a little girl to be a big girl. Be a big girl. And you all, as I was shaking it and trying to be okay, the most amazing thing happened in my life. It was the pivotal point in my life that I want every listener to hear today.
Mm.
Because in my need to be okay, in my desire to be okay, in my heart to be everything that God wanted me to be, I heard the most profound voice, and I know it to be the voice of the Lord.
Mm.
As I was saying, "I'm okay, I'm okay," from that darkness, from my tears, I heard, "Kim, you are not okay." But you can be.
Mm.
But you can be.
But you can be.
But you can be.
And that's the message today.
Yeah.
We have so much hurt. We have so much pain. We have so many people sitting in the pews of our church, and they are good people with good hearts, and they have so much to say, but they're being silenced by shame, guilt, and regret from their past. And Jesus is saying, I know where you are. Mm-hmm. People say to me so often, why was that such a good pivotal moment? Mm-hmm. I said, because for the first time in my life, I felt like God was there.
Yeah.
He saw me as I was.
Really?
In my pain, in my hurt. Wow. And he wasn't disgusted by it, Tammy.
Yes,
he was going, Matthew 11:28, come to me. You're weary and you're burdened, and I will give you rest. That's my first book, Burdens to Blessings.
Wow.
And when Jesus said, come to me, you're weary and you're burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest there in the Greek means reversal. Mm-hmm. Burden in the Greek means a task in waiting. Mm-hmm. And to me, that means bring me. See, I was, the reason I wasn't making the connection is because I was trying to bring all the good things. Oh, look, I can organize. Oh, look, I can do this great event. All along, Jesus was saying, bring me the burden.
Yes.
Bring me the hurt.
What was the burden? What was the hurt for you? And I think if I'm understanding your story a little bit too, I mean, everything you went through with your parents, your grandfather, maybe having to move away from your grandfather now, that
all
covering,
that.
That love, that consistency as a little girl, all the trauma, the triggers of stuff, and even being told, am I correct, that you were a mistake? So how do you carry that in your whole life? Did it come down to that moment in the car, like, I'm not okay?
Oh, it was the most unbelievable moment that I want every woman, this is why I travel the nation teaching this, because I want every woman and man, you know, to know this freedom that Christ said when he died, he has left us free, you know. You know, the truth will set us free. He says, live as free people. I was living under this horrid oppression of my life, thinking it didn't matter.
Wow.
But when I heard through that door, oh my gosh, if it weren't for this mistake, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Wow.
I went from being my grandfather's princess, majestic, to a mistake in that moment.
Wow.
And from that moment on, I thought, oh, no one will ever think I'm a mistake, you know? And not that I was treated that way, but I thought that.
Wow.
You see, it's what we think about ourselves. And we have to get to the point to where we believe in Jesus, but then we have to take that big leap to believe Him.
Mm-hmm.
Believe who we are in Christ. Pick up that identity again. Yeah. Understand that He comes to rescue, restore us, and to make us His royal priesthood.
Yeah.
You know, and to really be able to say, okay, this is not what I expected.
Yeah.
This is not the life I planned, but this is the life that God entrusted me with.
That's right.
And I can take it and I can start to have the mindset of Christ and be able to quit fighting my past and turn and start fighting for my future.
Yes.
Because if we're fighting for our past, it's a battle we can never win.
Yeah.
We can't change it.
Yeah.
But if we take that and start fighting for our future, it's literally a battle we cannot lose because we are more than conquerors in Christ.
Amen.
So why not take what we have lived and allow God to, and allow one another, because you remember my story began with another woman who said to me, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
We have to see one another.
Yes.
We have to make connection with one another. We have to stop in the midst of this crazy world and really be able to see one another.
So what if somebody finds themselves, Kim, later today at the grocery store, nobody sees them. They make their way out to the car. They're sitting in the car, just gripping the steering wheel. And they're saying, I'm not okay. I don't feel okay. But they hear the voice of God that says, but you can be. What does that next step then look like for them when they feel like, but I don't, okay, so I can be okay, but how do I get there? What's a practical step for them that they could take today to move into freedom in their life?
Such a great question. The first thing I did was I opened my Bible. First thing is I prayed. I was like, and then I made that commitment. God, if I can be okay, I will. Tell me what to do. And I believe the next thing you do is find someone to talk to. You know, and people go, well, I don't know what to say. It may not look right. People are not looking for perfection. They're looking for connection. Wow. And if you call someone and say, I need someone to talk to, that we think we're bothering other people, but that's the greatest honor that we can give to someone, to be ourselves, to be our most authentic self. That's really how I began. I invited seven women into my home, and I said, I need you to not only see the things that you have been seeing in me, maybe the good things that you might see, I need you to see all of me. So I began sharing my story. And when you began to share your story, those things of shame, guilt, and regret began to fall off, all those things. And all of a sudden, the things that you were trying to hide for so many years, you began to understand that is your personal ministry. You all have stories after stories after stories of people who really caught the glimpse of who they are in Christ and how their stories really have the power to help others.
Absolutely. By the way, if you're watching right now and you're like, I don't have anybody to talk to, but you want to talk to someone, there's someone who will pray with you right now. Just pick up the phone. Yes, it's a stranger, but it's another person who loves Jesus and who wants to pray with you, who wants to hear you, who will listen to you and lift up your concern to the Lord. So take advantage of that. But Kim, I so appreciate the message. I have a question for you. I'm of the age where I'm getting lots of things in the mail for retirement, you know. Related to retirement.
Congratulations.
I know, right? I finally reached it.
You did it.
But you're talking about a purpose. You're talking about coming to healing if you haven't, you know, or at least getting on the path to healing. Do you ever retire from this?
No. I would never even think, I love this. This is what, when you see another person, and when I'm speaking, I can literally look across the audience and I can see where God is freeing people. I can see the hope being restored. No, I would never. I'm telling you, I would probably still, they'll have to tell me when I get to heaven.
And
I have to stop.
And I think that's true for all of us.
Yes.
Because a lot of, I know the older we get, the more we feel like maybe, you know, let the younger kids take over. But what I hear you saying is, hey, wherever God has you, wherever you're ministering right in front of you, you never quit. You always have something to offer.
Well, exactly. And you think about what we have to offer. The most genuine thing we have to offer is ourselves and our story. And when we share our story, we're glorifying God and we're encouraging others. To heal, we need one thing, and that's to be able to speak. I need to be able to speak my hurt, and I need someone to receive it. So we're all, you know, we all have such a powerful ministry and mission. And for those people who are sitting in church thinking that, oh, I don't have anything to offer, you have yourself to offer. You have your story of what God has given to you. And every bit of it matters. Revelations 12, 11. By the blood of the Lamb and by the telling of your story, others will overcome. It's a powerful, powerful promise.
I love what you've offered us. This devotion is so good. You've got like over 40 different contributors, which I love. What is at the end result for this? What was your hope? And I would use the word hope because I always feel like when we're writing, even as authors, like my goal is always to bring life and to bring hope and to bring purpose and to bring truth. What was your goal when you wrote the devotion?
To speak into the next generation. Psalms 145:4 says that we are to commend His ways and His mighty works into the next generation. That's what my grandfather did to me. You know, he spoke into me. His words, because he spoke the Word of God, live beyond his life. He's still with me because he gave that to me. That's something that we can do every day, and we should be doing every day. It would behoove us as believers to speak what God is doing, the purity of His Word, the purity of His promises into other people, so that what the value of who He has been to us is not even a question to those who come behind us.
Beautiful. Such a good word.
Love it.
It's such a great devotion. Randy, I think we should get this in the hands of as many people as that want it to.
I would love it. I would love for you to support our outreach and get the get Always Remembered. Just request it whenever
you jump in.
And you know, and this is wonderful, obviously. This will this will help feed you spiritually every day for the next year. But Tammy, there are those that need food today.
Right now, desperately, that not only need to be seen, need to be heard, need hope, need life. And there is a way that we can come alongside them and bring that to them today. Take a minute and watch this.
Imagine if all you had to offer in exchange for food for your children were chunks of charcoal. Now imagine a daily challenge against an unforgiving terrain to find and chop down trees in order to make the charcoal. For Paulina, she doesn't have to imagine. This is her life, which includes daily walking up to 4 hours to find a road where she can try and sell what she has made, all the while thinking of the three children she has already lost to severe malnutrition and praying that someone would stop to make a purchase so she can feed her remaining little ones. She knows all too well the grief that comes when she has no food to give. The heartache Paulina experiences watching her children go without food pales in comparison to her sorrow she still carries over the death of her youngest child. Paulina went on to share from her broken heart that she fears, without help, this same type of tragedy could take the lives of her remaining children, Jose and Mateo.
When I think of Paulina's story, I think of a mother's plea that we just can't turn away from. She's lost three children to hunger. And as she weeps, she's just simply asking, please, please remember. Please don't forget us. It's such a simple cry of her heart. And yet it's so deep, it runs so deep. And when I hear her say that, I think to myself, I cannot forget. I cannot sit here and forget. And I'm praying that you have felt the same today as you watched that. Like, what can I do? I don't want to forget these people that are so desperate for something so simple that I have access to every single day. So what can I do? What can you do? We can't just sit back and hope that the next person will catch the vision. I'm praying that you catch the vision with us today and that you will step in and help bring life to Paulina and the rest of her children and so many other children around the world right now that need it desperately. And it's so simple. We right now are feeding over 350,000 people every day. It's incredible. I love when I get to tell a complete stranger what we get to do. But there are so many more that are dying right now because they don't have the program that we are longing to offer them. We need the funds to do it. So how can you be a part of that today? Randy, there's a simple way that everybody can get involved. And it's critical right now, as this is our last week on this campaign, to focus on this.
It is. And you know, Paulina's story isn't rare. There are so many people, a lot of them mothers, who work hard. They pray. They trust God to provide their needs, but they need our help because God has given us the ability to meet those needs, to be the answer to that prayer. And look, if you're looking at the end of the year now and you're saying, you know, what are we going to do? A lot of people will give year-end gifts for tax reasons or just generosity. Whatever your situation, I hope that you'll say, you know what? I'm going to reach out to mothers just like that. There's so many of them. They're waiting for their prayers to be answered. They're mm-hmm. asking God to send help. Yes. And you're the answer yes. to that. Yes. You're the help. Yes. That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
Will you do something? $30 will help feed three children for the next several months. $50 will help feed five children for the next several months. $100, 10 children, $1,000, 100 children, $10,000. Yes. You know, yes. it's not... Mm. As much about the dollar, we need the dollars to do these things, mm-hmm. to meet these needs. Mm-hmm. It's about us stepping up and being the hands and feet of Jesus.
That's right.
It's about us saying, I see you, that mother. God hears your prayer. Mm-hmm. God's moved on my heart to reach out and help you today. Tammy, we can make a big difference.
We can make a huge difference. We not really just can. Big, but a huge difference. Yeah, but we need you today. Go online, make a call, and give the best gift that you can give to start changing the lives of so many people today.
Yes, thank you.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, this is the last week we'll be talking about mission feeding during this particular campaign, but the need is every single day.
Yes.
And we can only do what you enable us to do. Mm. So I really do hope that you'll do something and do something good.
Yeah.
Because it's a good work. Thank you for being here. When you do support Mission Feeding, request Always Remember by Kim Crable. I think they'll be blessed.
They will be blessed. And that's the great thing. When you give, we give. And it's kind of a give and take. And we bless so many people. We want to get this in your hands today. Request it. Give us a call. Kim, I have loved my time with you. Wow. Extra time in the car. You're a blessing. And you are speaking into my life. That next generation of always remember the words. Words are important. They will change your life. And that's exactly what you're doing. We love you. And we appreciate you. And we'll see you next time on Life Today. Bye-bye.
Therefore, we don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in anxiety, because truly the birth of Jesus is the birth of hope.
Rabbi Jason Sobel, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.